What's up, everybody? Love Welcome to Talk Life Radio. With Us Live. This is your boy, Seti J, and got my girl, T. Marie, in the building.
What up, what up?
Yes, y'all. Y'all know it's every Monday we bring on Life That Does Live to start a new week. And, you know, that's the High Active Dust Mondays. They're brought to you by Audible.com. And you can check out on Audible.com via audibletrial.com/SettyJ. But they have over 150,000 titles of audiobooks. And then also SatoriSinati at Facebook.com/NNT. Check them out. They got a lot of hot events, a lot of hot products, everything going on over there. So check them out. We got tonight the show, we got Delilah of Cheeks, who will be in this upcoming issue of Human Canvas Magazine, and Sean Feld will be on the second hour talking about excess energy drinks. So we'll be talking to both of them on the show, as well as we got some, we'll be, me and Tina Reed, we share what happened on the weekend before each other. And of course, you got to get into some, since it is Hot to Dust Monday, you got to get into some hot mess too. So we'll be back right here on Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Seti J, and your girl.
Tina Reed.
Yeah. Don't touch that dial. See that. Dust by the radio. Life back the dust, dust, dust by the radio. You need to tune in to Dust by the radio. Life back the dust, dust, dust by the radio. Life back the dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. Tomorrow, you need work in your career. Seti J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this song is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music was with hot models. We got Life After Dust, dust, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You can even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Seti J is on. All right, all right. Yeah. Welcome to Life After Dust Live.
Yeah.
All right. So, first off, T, you know, we got to get into. Since I was a new week, we always got to let everybody know what went on the past week of each other. So, first off, you know, ladies definitely have to go first. How was your weekend? What all went down during it?
Oh, my weekend, you know, I didn't pretty much do too much of nothing. So, my weekend was real relaxed.
Watch any crazy shows or whatever?
Nothing out of the norm or worth giving no publicity about. Now let me stop. No, I'm good. Well, how was your weekend?
My weekend was crazy, man. It was. I'm surprised I don't have any bruises. My weekend was pretty crazy. Let's see. Where should I start? First off, Friday was kind of, but Saturday and Sunday was turned up. Saturday actually got a chance to be recognized for here in Canvas Magazine, and it was an event. Basically, they were showing a lot of moves and shakers of the magazine and whatnot. So, I mean, not the magazine, but excuse me, of the area. And so they just showing love and saying, "Hey, we appreciate what you're doing for making other young people look good." So, big up to that. With that too, we also, you know, people were posing with the magazine. People like it, man. That event was very good because a lot of people, they usually see me, that they haven't met me in person quite yet, and they're like, oh, now they have a face to put the person who's behind it. And, you know, then people that hadn't got a chance to get the print copy and stuff, you know, they got a chance to see it close up and personal. So yeah, it was great. It's a great look. And day yesterday was crazy because for my brother's 26th birthday. Shout out to him. You know, one of the hosts of the Thursday night show, Reels for Radio here. We went to a paintball thing. It was an indoor paintball facility. That's my first time doing paintball, and let me tell you, T, that shit hurts. Oh my God, that shit hurts. I'm not hurting now from it, but it hurt when it first hit you. Oh, it pissed you off. And I had on like a thermal, shirt over the thermal, and I had my hoodie. I still was hurt. I mean, other things are like, it hurt, man. Oh, somebody hit me in my hand. I was ready. I was like, oh, hell no. And see, what they did is, like, the first round, all the rounds we're playing all day were, like, we were doing, like, capture the flag and stuff like that. If you get hit, you know, basically you're technically dead, so you have to go sit out into the next round. And so, you know, you get hit at all. So that sucks because I'm a tall target. And so anytime I jump behind pillars, you know, it's easy to get me one good time. But then the last match is the best one because, especially the ones before that, I tried to figure out how to utilize making people look stupid. So took advantage of that. And, heck, what we did, it was me, my brother, and his brother-in-law. We were the last three left. We were the last one. We were just wearing people out. Because this last one was, you could keep shooting. Like, it wasn't one-hit kill. It was, you can keep shooting, and you keep shooting as much as you want, and you can hit as much as you want, as long as, you know, if you run out of bullets or whatever, of course you're going to go out, because you ain't going to have anything to defend yourself with. Or if you don't want to keep getting hit. So, hey, as soon as we find that out, we loaded our paintball guns up, went out there, was like, we were tearing people up. That was wrong, team. So we was, oh, God, T, you ever would just, like, go crazy and just let loose for a crazy week. That's it. Paintball is crazy. It's going to hurt, you know.
It sounds like it's fun. Going.
Oh, yeah, it's fun. It's like playing real-life Call of Duty. Like, you play Call of Duty, and you are a person that don't like just be behind a controller, that's for you. And I like doing laser tag, so that was even better because now you can just feel a little pain, and now you feel like you're doing something. So, and you got to really move. And see, with laser tag, you know, you ain't really got to, you know, you just watch out for lasers, you know, so you can get hit. But you try to watch out even more when you got paintballs coming. I did a dip and dive and stuff to get rid of people and was doing dip and dives and shoot. I was acting a fool. So, yeah, your boy was going in, and, yes, we whooped that ass the last round. They was not ready. Because they didn't get smart. Load your weapons up. We knew we was coming in because they were trying, you know, they thought it was going to be easy. No, this is key shooting. Oh, no, we put it taking y'all out. So we just one at a time. Ah, you just see we wear them. I'm rapid fire on the ass. I'm like da 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 da. Shooting since we keep shooting, and God was rapid fire. It was the last round, so I didn't use any fools on one thing. So yeah, that was it. That was what my weekend is.
Well, it sounds like you had some fun.
Yes, and then I sat down. Ate some crawfish and watched some things that were cool and some things that was hotness. Which, by the way, that's what today is. Today's the day of all that. I got a chance to watch a Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl, I like it so much better because that AFC, NFC shit is whack to me. You know who's going to play. It's like, oh, okay, the season will be done. But when you got this new format, you can have a person from your own team might end up getting drafted to the other team. So that was cool. They had a draft. It was just so cool how they did it. And so, yeah, it was crazy. That was crazy. Then the awards, Grammys. Did you get a chance to see the Grammys yesterday?
Say it again.
Did you get a chance to see the Grammys yesterday?
No, you know what? I actually, by the time I got settled, it was already, I didn't see it whatsoever. I heard about the performances with Beyonce and what's the girl thing, Royalty, Royalty, Madonna daughter, Lourdes. I heard about them, but no, I didn't see it. So tell us about it. And everybody else who didn't see it, because I know it wasn't just me.
And first off, Lori looking old as hell.
She looked just like her mama.
She was looking old as hell last night.
No, she don't. She looked just like
her
mama.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. She was looking. She was looking old.
She probably looks older because she's not no average little skinny chick and stuff. She's a nice little girl.
The way they had her looking, if you ever seen Dodgeball, she looked like the Russian chick from Dodgeball. That's not a compliment. That's
I don't
up.
Know what that is, but to me, she looked just like Madonna. From the little clips I've seen.
I'm going to have to drop that in your inbox so you can see.
I saw a clip where Madonna was on stage. I think she had on all white. And she looked like she was just high as a kite.
Yeah, Madonna, that was, her voice was cracking. She was walking out there. I was like, no, Madonna, go back in there and take two.
I just saw a picture and her eyes was like, you could look at her eyes. And I was like,
no.
Oh, girl, own it.
The pictures worth 1,000 words, but videos worth 1,000 pictures. See that in person. Oh, God, that was some fucking shit there.
But they're my boobs. I like both of them.
And then they did yesterday, too. They ended up doing Macklemore's performance, which that's when she came out. Why am I having... I had to brave for it. Oh, that's a freaking name. Macklemore. Macklemore was when he was performing. They had in Clinton.
That's the one that sang
out.
That thrifto song.
You said what now?
He the one that sang that thrift song.
Yeah.
That
oh,
song,
well,
I'm gonna pop some tag. Yeah, the thrifto song.
Yes.
I guess that's
Home
the name
of
the song. I heard he won some awards or something.
Yes, and what he did yesterday was he ended up marrying couples yesterday. And part of marrying couples, they was marrying. So that was a big.
I don't see
anything
wrong with it.
And that's actually discussions going on tomorrow. Oh, no, Grits and Grammar. So, y'all got to check that. That's going to be the main discussion tomorrow on the show. It's going to get real because, you know, people feel different ways. And we got to debate about it yesterday after the show. Me, my sister, my parents, and so we were having a discussion about it. But, yes, it was.
They're allowing gay marriages there in the United States, so why not show it? You allowed it to take place anyway, so why sit here and try to hide it from the world that, oh, the kids are supposed to know as they get older, they're going to know. If certain, you know, states you can go through and you can go ahead and get married in and you're the same sex. So why hide it from TV? It's reality. People try to hide and cover up so much stuff, and that's the problem. But why our kids don't really understand, like, the meaning behind slavery, the meaning behind education. That, you know, the school takes that all out, and then here's reality TV showing it, and people still like, they shouldn't do that. Well, you shouldn't allow gays to get married, period, and no one would advertise it. That's just my opinion. Covering it up.
And Daft Punk won yesterday. Daft Punk and Pharrell Williams took some awards on yesterday. First of all, Pharrell had two things in there for best producer. He was going to win regardless. This dude had Blurred Lines, and he had Happy with him and
I like Happy.
Him
I finally heard that.
We up all night to get... Oh, I'm sorry, Lucky. I said Happy. my mistake, guys. Lucky. And yeah, I like that song. It's
No, it's another song he have happy that that he did on
the show. You're thinking of CeeLo, cause I'm happy. That's I mix you up by titles. No, it's called Lucky. And
okay,
I know,
well,
Lucky
I heard
is,
the happy song, and I was just clapping my hands.
So yes. What we're gonna do? We're going to go to a quick music break. And we come back, we should have a special guest in the building, my girl, Delilah Cheeks, in the building. So we'll be back right here on Life at the Dust Live to the craziest people in the world. Oh, let me give y'all some heads up. Coming up in next hour will be Roy Sean Felder. And then this Wednesday, QT Jazz, who actually did some work with all of IMJ guys in my Chinese voice. And next Monday, I check this out. Next Monday, Mama Joyce from Real Housewives of Atlanta will be on the show. So, y'all, but check into that because it's going to definitely get real. So, we'll be back. All right, this song right here is by my girl Kawada Jackson, one of my favorite songs. Come on out, we'll be back. How fitting for the discussion we just had.
I'm
Ain't nobody got time for that.
All right, we're back. We're back on Life That Does Live, Hot That Does Monday, with your two crazy hosts in the world, your boy Fetty Dayton Girl.
And T. Marie.
Yeah. And we got a very special guest in the building. I'm representing Cleveland, Ohio, the original home of LeBron James.
Of course.
Like, the Lila Cheeks in the building. What's
up? What's going on?
No, but, you know, I had to be a little messy. You know, that's what I do best. Cause
all
drama.
Right. I feel it.
So we're glad to have you on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
And you know, it's you've been doing a lot of. I remember you. I got to tell you about this quick story. I remember you were going to be in issue number five, but then you know you never missed that boat. But then you got issue number six. So big up to that. It's like,
yeah,
hey, you still made it happen.
Yeah, because I had talked to the photographer, and he was telling me that I think that he said that he over-edited the pictures, and I don't know what was going on with that whole thing, but I was like, all right, and I don't know. I hadn't even seen the pictures to even have a say-so in it, so I was just like, all right, well, I'm going to just have to try and see if I can work harder and get this next one, but yeah, I was feeling kind of down when I heard that information. I'm not going to lie.
I was like, I remember you hitting me up. It was like,
right.
Yeah, but then it was like, bam. It was like, okay. It was like, okay.
Right. So I'm working hard towards this issue right now, and I'm going to really try and go over the top for the next issue because it's March, I think, in May, I believe. And March is my birthday.
March, April.
Oh, your birthday, March
30th.
March 30th. You know you're talking to your top, and see, obviously, I love healthy competition. Like, a lot of people use the word competition. I don't think you'd be a messy, but it's just like playing football. I like competing. You can be healthy and compete with somebody. No, that's just your competition right here, right?
Right.
She's a competition. I'm just letting you know. So you be one of your competitors. Please don't give you a rap for your money.
I believe you. Best believe when you posted up the people who was all going to be in competing for the issue. Oh, I definitely went to go check everybody out to see what the competition is looking like.
I didn't even know he posted up anything.
Check that email, man.
I'm gonna really try and work hard to go over the top for March's issue because that's my birthday month and it's my favorite color for the theme. So I'm definitely gonna try and really go all out for it.
I was wearing that color today. He was roasting me. I was like, "No, I put my camera in the frog voice. Is that easy?" They're trying to roast me today. I was like, don't do it. Okay, so, and I'll talk a little bit about that later, because I let people know, like, what the heck is hell y'all talking about? That just hit the way. I'll share that a little bit with y'all later today on the show. But first off, let's jump in my time machine and tell everybody about what made you get into modeling in the first place.
I've always been told that I was a photogenic person. I never really thought that personally, but I do catch myself taking more pictures than I expected or posting a lot of pictures more than I thought I would. So I guess I would be classified as a photogenic person. And a lot of talk about that and a lot of compliments mostly telling me, you know, I have a face that could be promotionalized or I have the lingo or the body type for somebody who could do modeling or not necessarily runway, but eye candy and you know, like, sex appeal, things like that. So I've been told that, and then when I finally got a shot at a modeling school, I took the chance to get a feel of it, to see how I was going to like it, because I never really saw myself as the modeling type. I've always thought about it, yes, because I see beautiful models and, you know, think, that could be me, yes, but I never really thought to see myself there. So when I got to the modeling school and tried it out, I thought, you know, this maybe I could do this. Maybe I could really, you know, put a lot of effort towards this and see where this could take me. So
exactly. And, you know, so as far, you know, you said you, of course, you know, cause a lot of people, they do that. You know, they say, hey, I saw something good. And, you know, you start taking, like, what point did you, like, decide to really start taking it serious? Because a lot of people, they see, they, like, you know, they just want, they're like, oh, I just want to get a bunch of likes on Instagram. Oh, I just want to get a bunch of likes on Facebook.
Right.
And that's just fucking lame. You know, and they see me making moves, I'll be making moves, and we got in, you know, we might not have 20,000 followers on Twitter, but that don't mean nothing. And they said they move
right.
Like a $20,000 follower person. Hey, same, you know,
right.
T, I'm, two of my girl T Horn, too, that's what we did. But, you know, as far as that, what made you start taking it more serious? Because there's a lot of girls who just want to be models and thinking,
Yeah, I see that. I know exactly what you're talking about. I think I really, when I was presented with the opportunity to do a calendar for a management company that I came across, he presented to me some other options and some really good business plans that kind of made me a little more optimistic about the whole modeling thing, to really think to myself that this, I could make this into something that I really want to do. This could really be a career for me. So I think that's when I really sat down and thought to myself, and I realized that this is, I could do this. I could. And considering the fact that I was kind of on the shy side, and I really wanted to get out of this habit of being kind of the person in the back, you know, not the person who was necessarily out front and outspoken. So I really kind of wanted to get out of that state and show people that I am that funny person that my best friends talk about. I'm not necessarily funny when it's just time to be funny, but I can, you know, I'm a good person. I have a great personality. So I just really want to show people that really is me. So that's when I really took it to the next level to really get serious about modeling.
Okay, now, as far as who was the first person you actually got a chance to shoot with that, you know, just for everybody to start noticing who you are?
The first person who I actually shot with was T-Money in Detroit, Michigan. But that was more shoots towards my portfolio, building up a portfolio, not necessarily for an actual business inquiry. It was just for a portfolio. I think when I started working with Donald E., that's when I started doing magazine features, and that's when I was presented with the opportunity of posters, getting my own posters together and selling my own posters and really getting my name out there. So I think that's when I actually got I got my name going. And then I was introduced to you with the Human Canvas magazine. And I think once I made the Duskbot profile, that's when a lot of people started seeing me and asking about doing features or having me be a part of their projects.
Yeah, I just know today, you know, y'all people don't be realizing I do really watch that site like crazy. It's funny because the guy was coming on the next hour. He just got finished like about 5 hours ago. He's like, oh, she's hot. So, yeah, I mean, people know it's clear.
I'm trying to really broaden my cast right now and see what all is out there for me to do, to see who's all out there for me to do. And then I'm in between states right now, so it's kind of also kind of hard for me to get, you know, photographers and to get business, and I'm not necessarily where I'm supposed to be at, which is in Georgia at the moment. I'm in Florida, so it's just crazy. But I've been doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So.
All right. Well, let me throw the ball over to my girl T real quick, because you know, model to model, she knows she can probably pick your brain and sneak some stuff out of there that I might not.
All right.
Okay. So, Miss Delilah, I want to tell everybody how you came about the name Delilah.
I was actually going through a really hard time recently, I want to say within the year, and it was really personal. It had my family involved, and we were going through some really bad times, and I won't speak on it, but I had to find something that I really needed to keep my faith, and I just needed a lot of hope. So I always told myself, don't let yourself lose your hope. Just keep the faith, keep the hope, and whatever it is that we're going through, we're going to make it through as long as we stick together. And that's where the name came about, Delilah. It's actually the acronym for Don't Let Yourself Lose All Hope. So, and thus, Delilah Cheeks was born.
That's cute. That's creative, too. That's nice.
Thank you.
And you're from Ohio. So you say, and you just don't have to be speaking of the one hard time you just spoke about, but when you're going through different obstacles and different things as far as in your modeling career, what are some things that you, I know you say Delilah, of course, but what are some things that you could tell other people that can kind of inspire them to keep pushing, keep going? And Delilah is a good little quote. Look.
Right. You have to really, you really just have to believe in yourself. And you got to know that it's light at the end of the tunnel, no matter what it is that you're going through. And that's what's going to keep you going. You got to have a support system, your family, regardless of any situation. If you got your family with you, they are sure to make sure that you get through whatever it is that you're getting through. So I have my support system, and I believe if everybody can get a support system and really have something to believe in and keep their hope and their faith, they can make it through anything, and I believe that.
You're right. Yep. Yep, yep. So I know you probably have people listening, both guys and girls. Let me quit. And they want to know, are you single? Are you in a relationship? What's your status?
I'm actually seeing someone at the moment. No titles, nothing official. But right. So I mean, but yeah, I'm seeing someone at the moment.
Okay, cool.
Also, is this a person that's gonna make it after February 14th, or are they going, on February 15th, they're going to say bye-bye?
Time will tell.
You know, some people, they tell you,
she's my girl.
December 25th, February 14th, and 15th, you got your ass up, cuz I'm happy. You know, we ready to kick your ass out.
No. This person, he's here to stay. I've known him for a minute now. We've grown to know each other very well, and when we started seeing each other, it really helped us. But he'll be around for a minute. He's an up-and-coming artist, so we plan on building the empire together and just doing what
Move
it is.
Move over Jay and Beyonce.
Right. That's exactly what we're trying to do, yes.
I was going to say Tiny and T.I., but I got to check on the check on some rumor reports before I make it.
Yeah. Right. Mm.
So I'm going to give it back over to Steady Days. Probably got some other stuff he want to ask.
Oh, yes. Because one of our sponsors is Notoriously Naughty. Notoriously Naughty. We have the Naughty Moments of the Week, and that's where I think we encourage our guests to come on the show. We always got to give at least one of our guests of the week to share one of them. And what's some of your naughtiest moments that you've ever done? She's thinking while she's reminiscing, y'all. I don't know if y'all got that.
I mean, I gotta keep it discreet. So let me think of a good, clean one.
Ain't no clean, naughty moment now.
Right, right.
Only clean is when you go get to them. I mean, be good, Lord. I'm trying to be.
So there be
I think my naughty moment was probably my sneaky moment. Like, you know, when you're trying to sneak and creep and do some, you know, quick stuff going on, or you trying to just do it whatever because you just, like, got to get it done. I think it was a garage scene, and it was a couch in the garage, it was a home theater going on, and just heated the moment, I guess. I don't know what was
the good
going
old
on.
Days.
Right, right.
Wait a minute. I'm going to tell you a pat I know it. Anyways, it's person from Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio,
right.
On top of that. What is it in Cleveland, Ohio, in garages?
No, it wasn't in Cleveland. It was in Georgia, actually.
Oh, my God. Cleveland.
Yeah.
The Ohio folks.
It was actually in my cousin's boyfriend's uncle's or cousin's
Ooh,
house.
Oh, Lord.
So it was like, right. So it was like, I don't know. It happened, and it was like, It felt so right, but it was like, this is not the place that we should have been doing this at. But.
So I creep, yeah.
Right, creep it on the down
low. There's no
Exactly. but we couldn't keep it on the down low because everybody heard. I mean, for some reason, I guess my mouth doesn't have some type of mute to it. I was.
He grabbed something, put it over your mouth and like, shut your face, bite on this or something, like make your body your shirt or something.
I was actually biting the pillow to the couch, and it
wasn't
working for me.
That was nice. Shut up.
Right. Yeah, that was a pretty good day for me. I think I had actually skipped school for that day.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That was them hormones and stuff.
Right.
Hormones. You didn't quite skip. You skipped school, but you definitely had another.
I know.
You had extra credit that day.
I had to get on the pool table, went inside the club on the pool table. But, I mean, nobody was in there. The dude worked at a club. And I needed to go get me some. I left school and went and got on that pool table.
Right.
Somebody was shooting a pool stick at you while they was hitting you with the main balls.
Yes, turn up. I was about to, yeah. But in high school, I can remember a lot of freaky shit that I did. Well, not a lot of. Well, I did a lot of freaky shit with the same person, but.
Right. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so that was 2 years of playing around. Look at me. Let me stop. But, yeah. Anyway, this ain't about me. This is about Delilah.
Uh-huh.
I know I didn't know. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I reminisce. You started having an odd moment over there.
So, Delilah, what would be like, what is somebody who you look up to in the modeling industry or just in the entertainment industry, period? You don't have to limit it to modeling.
Entertainment industry. I have some, I wouldn't say necessarily a role model or look up to, but I have somebody that I've watched that I kind of, I'm interested in, which is, call me crazy, but Blac Chyna. All right. She went from one part to next part to now she's starting her own stuff. Now she got a family. Now she's doing what it is that she set out that she wanted to do. So you can go from starting off small to just getting your foot in the door to actually making something that you believe in. So I like to see how she's progressing in it and what it is that she's doing, and not necessarily people who's basing her off of how she got there or who she went through. It doesn't matter because she's doing what it is that she's doing. So.
Okay. And speaking of that, you know, you just said how she got there. You know, what do you think as far as when it comes to the industry? And, you know, a lot of times, because I get so mad. You know, people know I share my anger like there's so much in it. That if African-American model, she decided, hey, I want to do sexy pictures and stuff. There's a problem, but if somebody who's of another race does it, it's not really a problem. It's just being sexy.
Right.
Why is there a
right.
problem when Black women decide to do it?
I think it's because we've been a little downgraded because of a lot of stuff that's been going on with us African-American women, the way we've been really downgrading ourselves. And I think that's why a lot of people look at us and feel like, why is she doing that? Or, you know, she doesn't need to be doing that. So it kind of makes us look bad, but I think that you should do what you want to do. If that's what you want to do and be sexy, then be sexy. But you shouldn't have to answer to anybody's opinions but your own. So,
right. And I talk about this all the time. I would be bored if I just had high fashion, or if I just
right.
had,
I mean, right. It's nothing
other
wrong with
just that. High candy. I want both. I want my cake and eat it too. Goddamn it.
Right. It's nothing wrong. It's nothing wrong with being sexy. Because you're either gonna be sexy for your mate. You're either gonna be sexy in your own phone. Or are you going to be sexy for somebody else to look at you and say that you're sexy? But either way, being sexy is not a crime. It's nothing wrong with being sexy, regardless of if you're doing it on the cover of a magazine or if you're doing it on your phone in your own gallery. So that's how I see it.
And another thing as far as what they about the downgrading, why is it that if a model decides to go that direction, you know, what do you think about people, you know, all of a sudden being labeled that, oh, she's a hoe, whatever? Because it's not the case. Yeah, there's a lot of chicks there. You'd be surprised.
It's right.
It's a one model. She does a lot of stuff, but she's a virgin.
It's because they don't know. That's what it is. They're really in the dark about this. They're on the outside looking in. So they just go off of what they see, and they just assume, which is making an ass out of them, that she's a hoe or she's promiscuous. That's not the case. It's just that she has what it was God blessed her with, and she's utilizing that. She's making – you think she's sexy, obviously, but you also think that because she's sexy that she's downgrading herself or that she's doing stuff that she's not supposed to be doing, and that's not always the case. So it's just because that they don't know. They don't know who it is. They don't know what that person's been through or what that person is going through and how that person got there. So they assume what they want to assume, and I let them.
Madam. I just get tired of it. But I see it all the time. It's annoying because people don't realize.
It is.
Heck, it's chicks that they're dressed in high fashion because they're doing the ones you got to watch out for. So don't let it fool you.
Right. Because they feel like.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say because they feel like, you know, because they in high fashion that they too good to be doing sexy pictures or lingerie pictures because they already look good, fully clothed, that they don't need to, you know, stoop to that halfway naked stage. But I don't think that's necessarily the case because eventually we all down in our panties and bra, or eventually we all at the beach in our bikinis, or it is what it is.
All my favorite is they're the same people that, you know, they dial y'all for it, but then you see these pictures of them, their club pictures, they putting up on
right.
Instagram where they doing worse stuff than y'all, and,
right.
and they doing it with people in pictures. I'm just running people
right.
in pictures. So y'all know, when I start not getting a role and getting mad, I start going in. Y'all know how I do it. Now, as far as yes, now kind of tell everybody a little bit about what you, as far as the upcoming issue of Human Canvas, issue number 6, Love and Basketball
right.
edition. Let them know as far as what do you have coming up in the world.
What I have coming up?
Yes, so kind of explain to them the shoot that you got in there, so they get a feel for why they need to get the issue to see you in there.
They need to get the issue because I'm in it. No, I'm just playing.
Wow.
And it is what it is. You and Tia definitely won, baby.
That's the perfect answer. That's what I would have said, though.
That's exactly how Tia would have said it, too. She would have said it.
No, but they should get the issue to help support my dream and really give me a shot. I want them to really tell me what it is that, you know, how they feel about me or, you know, I want their, you know, honest review on how I'm doing and, you know, just support, man. That's all I'm looking for is a shot. So, but yeah, y'all should definitely go check out the issue.
Describe the shoot that you did for the magazine.
The shoot, oh my gosh, I was so nervous. When a friend of mine, the original shoot was supposed to be in a hotel room with a jacuzzi, but, you know, whatever happened, it is what it is. So we ended up doing a shoot outside. I believe it was in Overtown, Miami, Florida, and it was on the art. Crawl. I think that's what it's called. I think that's what it's referred to as, is the art crawl. And it's a lot of streets where there are artistic drawings on the walls of buildings and places of business, and it's just a whole street full of art and walls of art, just artistic expression. So I thought, you know, this could be different. And he was saying, you know, if he wanted them edited, he would edit them with a, you know, a Valentine's background or a background of his choice. Or we could just use the background as it is, and it could be something that's really different. So it was outside.
I love the background you went with.
It was outside. I was really nervous because it's one thing for me to pose sexy in a studio for, you know, by myself, and it's nobody else but me and a photographer, and I'm on the bed just being sexy, I'm cool, to another thing, to shooting outside in public with random people driving by who can walk by, bums on the street can just, you know, walk up and just watch
you
for hours. So I was, like, extremely, extremely nervous. It was cool. I mean, I got comfortable really quick, I guess you can say. We started shooting, and a lot of people was walking past and giving me compliments. People were actually driving up in their car taking pictures with me like I was somebody important and was giving me compliments.
You are important, hello.
Like, she was like, oh, girl, I'm going to see you on such and such. And I was just like, okay. And she was snapping pictures, and it was crazy. A lot of people were driving up, and I guess it was actually a couple of people who work for celebrities who happened to be in that area at the time and seen me shooting, and they were actually trying to get my information, my booking information, from the photographer I was with to see if they can, you know, get involved in the project or see if they can book me for some of their projects they had working on. So it was a crazy experience. I loved it, and then it was like, I was nervous. So it was pretty good for me. I got to experience it, so I got it out the way. I think I feel a little bit more comfortable.
You wearing lingerie?
Say that again?
Were you in lingerie or you were clothes?
I was in lingerie. I was in a thong and a bra.
Girl, see, that's what happened with me. Girl, and it was like guys were actually just stopping, looking at me, and they videoing everything going around, and I had on my panties and bra.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they were stopping. They were blowing their horn. I was like,
and I didn't want to say nothing. Like, I didn't want to just be like, no, stop, don't shoot. And then I'll be like, you know, stop looking at me, or, you know, some people right there and be like, go away. I didn't want to just, you know, I had to be professional.
I think I'm a tension whore, because I was loving it all. I was just smiling and laughing. I posted a video of it on Instagram. I was just laughing.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. I just had to keep a smile on my face and keep it professional. I was just like, cheese. Okay, let me just act like that didn't happen. Cheese. Keep a straight face, Petey. Come on, cheese. And I'm just, it was crazy, man.
Yeah, but I liked it, because I know it was like crazy. Like you said, the art background and stuff, it was just like a rural, it was crazy. I liked it. It was like a nice urban scene, so I liked it.
Thanks. I liked it, too. I was happy that these, because I actually haven't seen the pictures that I took with T-Money and Michigan, and the only pictures I've really gotten to see is the ones with photographer Hassani and these ones. So I barely got to see the ones from Donald E. So to see these pictures and to see that they came out really good, I was really excited. And I was excited.
I like that video you did with Donald E.
Oh, wait, what video?
There's a video of... Yeah, let me put it like this, because sometimes on Westside Hip Hop, I get driven nuts when Vama does a video. It is not nothing, how can I put it? I'm trying to be nice and say, Lord, but y'all know how I am. I keep it real. Like, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And you're not making a focal point or something. You know, it's like a played out focal point. You were actually, it was actually for purpose of showing each tattoo, like, hey, tattoo. It was classy, but sexy at the same time. That's why I liked about it so much.
I wasn't too excited about the video.
No, I personally liked it. I mean, it was a perfect song choice, so. I liked them. That's just my personal opinion. I liked it. But as far as what you got coming up, what's other things we can expect for you within the next 6 months?
Next 6 months, I'm actually going into trying to start my jewelry boutique online. So I'm getting materials and things for that, and I have a video shoot with one of the photographers who was there with me for the last shoot. He wants to do a video shoot. He's an up-and-coming artist, so I got that coming up. I'm hoping to get to Georgia because I have another photographer who's interested in doing another Valentine's shoot just for my portfolio. So I'm pretty much working on I want to really work on my portfolio mostly and really build up some good versatile pictures so that way once I'm ready to submit pictures to a lot of different people who are interested in how do I want to say this? Eye candy, I guess. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not necessarily petite and tall and, you know, slender. And so I really trying to work on that. And I think that's pretty much what I got going on in school. So going to nursing school. So that's what I'm pretty much working on for the next 6 months. Modeling, portfolio, a lot of photo shoots coming up, definitely, especially since I'm doing another issue for Human Canvas.
Yeah. All right. Now, let everybody know that how they can. Some people use the word follow, but we call it stalking on here. How can people stalk you?
Well, I have an Instagram that you can stalk all you want. Nothing's private, so feel free to steal my pictures and make a fake profile, put me on Catfish, whatever you need to do. So I have an Instagram you can follow me at hoeslove_cheeks. And if you need actual spelling correction for that, you can visit IamSoDivine.com and look for my profile, and it'll have all of the spelling corrections for everything as far as Twitter and Instagram and my Facebook goes. My Facebook name is my real name, Diamonique Green, and my Twitter name is Miss Me With All That. So that's how everybody can get in contact with me, and my email, definitely, for business and info at DelilahCheeks@gmail.com.
All right. Well, ma'am, we do appreciate you for coming through the show. You were definitely crazy. You know, considering, I always love this because I laugh at y'all. You have to be, oh, I'm so bogus. You know, y'all think I'll be peeping that stuff, but I'll be peeping it. I'll be saying y'all nervous. But once y'all on the show, y'all forget y'all nervous, man. That's what we do.
Right.
I want to give you a hand for coming through. Making it happen.
I appreciate it. I really love being here, and I'm great. I'm glad I got the opportunity to be here. So
thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. And we definitely appreciate you. Can't wait to see what you got. Hopefully, man, soon to see, man. Will you and T both be the same issue? Be issue number 7 with each other? That'd be crazy. The March.
Definitely. Baby. Definitely.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, y'all, we're going to go ahead and go to music break. We got two songs we're going to go to, and then we come back. We'll chop it up some more. I'm right here on Life to Dust Live, Hat to Dust Mondays. Again, we do thank you for coming through. And remember, don't lose. Don't let yourself lose all hope.
Right.
I was about to miss the letter. I'm going to turn the letters around. So, oh, God.
I was trying to remember it, too, before she got off the phone. Shoot.
I was going to put the L was the rhyme. Oh, Lord.
And I just want to put D-E, so I'm like, don't ever let. And I just don't want
to. Right. I'll make it up my own self. Don't ever let yourself lose God. Don't let me take the wheel. Don't let me eat 305. Don't let lame people get in your way. Don't let haters.
Ruin your day.
Right. Don't eat your grandma's cookie that can't cook. You know that's what, that's not what it can't work there.
Right.
All
right.
Well,
right.
We get back, y'all.
All right.
Like that, really is true. You run that shop, just run out of life. You're all coming back, boy. You know. Self-made, she don't need no fucking crew. I ain't tripping, baby. Dude, shoes. B.O.B. shorty, they got nothing on you. Yeah, I see you peeping, baby. I know you like my grind. It's eight time, it's money, baby. Girl, don't waste my time. And while your man got you sitting on the sideline, come be my star player, be on my front five. I see you peeping, baby. I know you like my grind. They say time is money, baby. Girl, don't waste my time. And while your man got you sitting on the sideline, come be my star player, be on my front five.
Yeah, and we're back.
Okay.
And we're back. Yeah, so, yes, I was good, man. Thank you. We had Delilah Cheeks and Talent to the show. First album. That was definitely great and entertaining. And, oh, man. It was definitely hot, man. I didn't know. See, I didn't even know that about her name. And I talked to her about her stuff, and I don't remember. I didn't ever ask her about that. That's crazy. I was tripping on that. Now I'm like, I'm gonna be looking at her name. And I'm like, oh man, it's crazy. It's gonna throw me off forever now. It's not gonna never be forgettable. You know,
yeah.
I'll be celebrity for the first Lord. That's why I like your name, T. Marie. It's like I like it because it sounds. It has that edge to it, but it's like elegance. It's like T. Marie. Depending on how you say it, you can say it any, either way, and you can change it around. Like, what's up, T. Marie? Oh, T. Marie.
I hear you.
T. Marie. Well, what's up, T. Marie? What's up, girl? What's up, T? Yeah, that's how you do it, so. You know, which is perfect. You know, sometimes you transfer to T. Marie. I snatch on you, and then most of the time you be like,
"Hey, hello, y'all. How y'all doing? How you doing, Freddy? Okay. All right. How you doing? I'm doing good. How about you? All right."
Well, I hope
yes.
I don't sound like this, Freddy.
Nah, you sound way better than that. I was trying to do it. I do it best I could.
Don't do that. Don't mess me up like that.
Nah, they know how you sound. They know that. They know it's a guy's voice doing it. You know, they hear you sound. You ain't yes, quiet. My voice ain't quiet. Equipped to do that. Now you got one. I can tell you a bedtime story. Voices. Like you go like, okay, we couldn't read. You know, it's like, oh, I never loved Cat in the Hat so much. But anyways, while I'm getting on her right now, while I'm going for, man, coming up, man. Yes, yes, yes. We were talking about March. March, man, it's going to be crazy because Texas Relays is coming. I know some of y'all, it's still January, but I'll get excited for Texas Relays. After I leave for one, I'm excited about it for a whole other year for it to come and get crunk. And this year is going to be even crunker because it's going to be the last day of Texas Relays weekend is on the day that Life That Does Live turns 5 years old, people. 5 years old? That's crazy. Think about what she was doing at five.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, Miguel.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What think you was doing at five, T?
I can't remember what I was doing at five. I know I ain't have a can of worms.
Was you one of them bad kids that was running around, knocking down tables?
No, I was focused. I was really focused. I wasn't a problem child.
You was in your coloring book.
I was a good little
girl.
I just want to watch Barney and Mr. Rogers out of there and shit.
Like what did you like to do when you were little? Like what was like some of the crazy stuff you used to do? Like, well, not when I say crazy, that mean, but it's not necessarily a bad thing when I say crazy. So I thought I was like me. I was like, it's like Legos. I'll put some Legos in front of me. I will have a, shoot, you talk about hours of fun.
I don't know what that would be. I guess playing with my dogs and them cutting their hair and stuff. I don't know.
I was always like, I would be the child that you can turn on the TV. I'll sit in front of the TV all day and watch, for real, Barney, Sesame Street, just the whole nine. If it was a school time.
You was one of them kids, some
yay kids.
Yeah, when Barney used to, I remember when Barney first came on, and when he got ready to go off, he was like, our fun and learning never ends. Here's what we did today. And I was so happy. You talking about I was clapping because it made me think so was coming on, because all I heard was that the fun and learning never ends. So I was like, yay, it's coming on. And then when it didn't come on, my little heart just was so crushed. But I adjusted it.
To this day, the fun still never ends.
Feed my brain. That's all I love. That's seriously how I was. That's crazy, but because now I'm a party girl, but, yeah, back then, I guess I was quiet. So. My auntie can just take me everywhere. Like, if they go out of town, they would always say, let me take, let me take tea with me. And they'll take me out of town, and they say all I would do is just sit back there and smile in the back seat and just be smiling and so happy.
Now you going to Texas? Are you going to Texas for me? I know. Plus, I already made it clear. I'm definitely going. I will be in the building. Turning.
I really don't know if I'm going to do the Texas relay. I mean, that's just not on my priority list right now. But I don't know. Who knows?
It was crazy. I went last year. I went the year for that. And then the year for that, I didn't go. God, I was cool, but I was so, I could survive. I was good, but I just got tired of everybody that did go, kept talking about it. Man, you should have went, man. It was, okay, shut up. Hey, when you go, they do that. But I was good. Obviously, I was good, because then the next year was my first year DJing at Texas Relays. I was crux. Like, yeah, I'm DJing at Texas Relays. How about that, son?
I used to like the thrill, the attention. Look at me, my attention. Attention whore. Let me quit. But, yeah, I used to, because in school, you know, all I did was run track. So when I did go to the Texas Relays, it was with, you know, the attention was on me. I was the girl running on the field and shit. So now that I ain't on the field, it's like, man, I ain't going.
As far as, like, what events, where did you do back when you were running track? What events did you do?
Best for track, I did the long jump, the high jump. No, I'm lying. I didn't do the high jump. It was the shot put. But they only let me do stuff like that if they didn't have enough people to do everything. But my main thing was I would do the 200, the relay, and the individual. The 200 was my shit. But then I did
That's what I know.
Yeah, I was running. Then I started looking at it after I graduated, and I was running. I cannot remember the bright girl name, but she was a bright girl. She was running track, and she – I want to say she had them long nails. I don't know. But anyway, she was running a 24, and that's what I was running in the 200. So I was pretty fast. The 200 was my shit. The 100, that was kind of – the 100-yard dash, that was kind of – I needed more wind. You know what I mean? Like, my takeoff. Like, people might take off, but then once I get on that straight, everybody like, ooh, look at her passing everybody up. So the 200 was my thing. Then I did the 4x4, and, yeah, that was it.
Track star? So that's a new thing that T stands for, a track star.
Oh, hell no, because I can't be doing that now. That was back in my younger days.
Mm-hmm. You probably should. Ain't that how you hurt yourself? Wasn't your running?
Yeah, girl, my ass trying to jump some hurdles on MLK Day and hurt my damn knee. So I know you, girl, ain't trying to jump hurdles. And see, what's crazy is, you know, when I said all that shit, I never mentioned me jumping hurdles and shit. So I don't know what made me think my old ass could jump a hurdle, but I hopped on over there and she was recuperating. So, yeah, no hurdles for me. But, yeah. Then I did basketball, track, volleyball. I was a drum major, cheerleader.
Oh,
I did it all. I even did ballerina when I was a little girl, like between three and six and stuff. I was a ballerina. I love crispy ass.
I learned something new there. Not that you was a drum major. Band, you was in a band.
Yes.
I did. I played tuba.
See, you know what it was crazy is? Because of the way everybody was crazy, everyone loved my march. So even I never played an instrument. I never played an instrument. I was just like this. I would just go out there and I would march. And, of course, we act like we directed a band and stuff. But that was in middle school. I never played an instrument. That's crazy. But I never did. But I used to get out there and dance. They liked me because I would dance. And then I used to kick like Michael Jackson and shit. So they used to really eat that.
Oh, Lord.
I was crazy. But, yeah.
All right, so, y'all, we got in the building right now. If I'm not mistaken, my psychic powers go off. I mean, they always right for the most part. We got welcome to the show. One of the distributors for X. I gotta breathe. Easy, Greasy. My boy, Sean Felder, what's up?
Yo, what's up, man? How you doing, man? Empathy Lifestyle, Empathy Dignity, Sean Felder. How you doing, man?
Not much, man. Bro, I keep doing this. For some reason, when I say X and S next to each other, they keep going, they keep right together, and S comes out like an X, X comes out like an S. I'm like, okay, Lord, let's breathe. Get together.
Yo, it's live out here, man. What's up, Stan? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Got my co-host with the motions in the bed with me, T. Marie.
Right. How you doing, sweetheart?
How you doing? I'm fine.
Pretty good, Amplify Lifestyle. You know, over here live, we're doing this Elegant Hooded Music Grind. You know, I've got a nominee for the Explosive Grind Award. They're still doing the show. So I'm calling you for the bathroom. We can do this quick interview. It's live tonight, so people taking pictures. I got the big XX banner. I'm going to show you some pictures steady. So it's pretty live tonight out here. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yes. I mean, I can hear you recording. I know you was out there before.
I've been taking a lot of pictures and stuff. Crazy everything. Yeah, shout out to AD, the General Elegant Hunters. Yo, Sam, you saw my website, that WWF Lifestyle blog spot, right?
Yes, sir.
Your models is crazy right now. I'm going to name some three new models that's going to be on my website, so I'm going to give you the names real quick. Michelle Lovely from Nuts Magazine. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. A girl named Rain G from East St. Louis. She can spit. Check her out on Twitter, Facebook. And a girl named Sexy Sin from Greenville, North Carolina. She's also on Nuts Magazine. And she just did a quick interview. You saw that Nuts Magazine. I had the Sean Felder SX Energy Drink with the models. These models is taking my SX to the new level. You know what I mean, Sid? So it's crazy right now, man. I want to give out to my man, Suge, of Nuts Magazine. Remember those names, Michelle Lovely, Sexy Sin, and Rain G. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. We know Michelle because she was on here. Her T. Marie was ganging up on me on the show.
Oh, Michelle, that's my boo thing. Look at me.
Yeah, Michelle. Michelle's going to do the S-Tech State, too, man. When she does that, look out, man, because she got the looks and the sexy. So I want to give a shout-out to Michelle Levick. Also, Sam, I want to give a shout-out to you, man. You say you got the S-Tech ad in the next, what, Human Canvas magazine?
Yes, sir. It's actually been there for the past, let's see. It's issue number 6 coming up. 5.
Wow.
3. So 4.
Y'all want to appreciate the love, man. I want to give a shout to my model, Tina DiOso from Chicago. She's in the SX model in your magazine. She got a video out called SX Energy Drink Diva, Tina in Effect. That video's near 400 viewers. She did it last year. And it's crazy right now. Shout out to Tina Diosa. I'm hoping she will call in today. I guess not. So it is what it is. I mean, shout out to Tina Diosa. Shout out to all my Essex models and rappers, man. And shout out to my fan base. You know what I mean? They're making it happen for me with this Essex movement. Sam, you tried the drink, man. Tell me how you like that product, man.
I like it, man. I'm telling you, this is what I did. I made sure I was tired as hell before I drank it because Mondays, it gets real on Monday. That's how I said I'm waking up. And it's like, man, why go buy one? I was like, oh, duh, I got access to the freaking refrigerator. And so I drink it. And I'm watching, I'm very conscious about all my energy drinks that make you crash. I hate that because, you know, it defeats the purpose. Like, I want energy, I got the energy, but I want to drink the energy, and all of a sudden I get out at one good time, and then I just go here, just crash out of nowhere in the middle of the damn day. That's a piece of purpose, so I like
it. I tell you, man, that drink is better than Red Bull. Be honest, man. It's competing with Red Bull, Monster, 5-Hour Energy Drink. I just saw a survey.
It's better than Red Bull.
One of the top 10.
Red Bull has that bitter-ass taste. When it came out, everybody had nobody coming for them yet.
Correct.
But then everybody started pulling cover.
Everybody figured out that bitter-ass taste,
nobody wants to drink that shit, so.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm in Harlem. I got the Essex logos in certain stores. I got corporations looking at me. I'm going to name a couple of stores. Dollar Tree, Dollar General. Full Line in the South is looking to invest in Essex Energy Drinks. Don't be surprised to see that drink in the stores real soon. We'll give a big shout out to them. Also, I also want to give a big shout out to my man, Suge Nut from Nut Magazine. I have given him some breathtaking models to get in his network, and now he gave me that girl 60 Cent. She is hot from Greenville, North Carolina. Wait till she posts for the Essex network. I mean, it's going to be crazy. I also want to give a big, big shout-out to AD, the General of Elegant Hunters, who got me nominated 3 years in a row, Explosive Grimes. Crazy, man. So I didn't win the award, but I won the nominee. So I'm out here tonight in the crowd enjoying himself. Oh, Grandmaster Caz got his Lifetime Achievement Award for hip-hop. Shout-out to Grandmaster Caz. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop legend. You know what I mean?
Yes. Now, I got some questions for you because, you know, a lot of people, one of them is, first off, what led you to going from... You know, because everybody always starts with 9-to-5 grind, and then you eventually say, F this 9-to-5 grind for yourself on my own. What was that tipping point for you to start doing that and start doing something with excess?
Well, I want to be an entrepreneur and have financial freedom, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you don't want to work for people for the rest of your life and be in that slave mentality, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is said, I want to be an entrepreneur, inspire people, make moves. And I had a little talk with DJ Frank White of Unsigned Heat DVD. Shout out to him. We had a long conversation. I was on this DVD called Once Kids On Edition. He said, Sean, I want you to have the power. I want you to influence people. So he said, don't worry about the money. Get the power. And I took that to heart. You know what I'm saying? Steady. So once I started influencing the models and people about this Essex movement, it's easy for me, you know what I mean?
Right. the thing is about that, I agree with you, because it's nothing better than when you own your own stuff, and people realize
that's
that.
Right.
It's like, even like on my 9-to-5, they realize
that's
that
right.
Any moment, if the moment I can continue making some money, I can walk the fuck away at any moment.
And let me tell you something.
Like, they show you more respect about that, too.
And see, Eddie, I had to deal with that corporation Amway. They try to put me in that slave mentality. When I was with those clowns, I want y'all to check out the video with Arlene Brown presents Entrepreneur and Sean Felder. That video's close to 1,000 viewers. I did it June 2012 at Times Square, New York. I exposed Amway, and I exposed their slave mentality. Check out that video, Steady. Check it out, everybody, on the show. Arlene Brown presents Entrepreneur Sean Felder. Controversial video, but it was well on point how I exposed that corporation. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. For me, like I said, and I appreciate you for showing me that, because, you know, like a lot of times people are going to get to hear the artist is models and stuff, but they'll get to hear. Sometimes they get the chance to miss the entrepreneurs behind or the models and stuff that's doing and stuff.
Hey, Seth, let me ask a quick lady a question. Your lady friend, what's your name again, sweetheart?
T. Marie.
How you doing? You ever heard of the SX83?
I believe I have heard of it.
You gotta check it out.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, check it out. Do you model?
Yeah, I'm model. You should be able to find me on Dust Spot.
All right, I'll check you out. Check me out, Sean Style. If you want to model, look sexy, baby, let me know. Maybe we can work something out. You know what I mean?
I'm going to find you on Dustbot so we can connect.
Yeah. Check me out, Sean Felder, man. Hey, Ted, now we got a few minutes left. But yeah, you got any more quick questions you want to ask me before I leave on?
Yes. I'll let T, what's your question for?
You know I'm with the crazy questions. Okay, so for the ladies who want to know, I mean, are you single? Are you off the market?
I am single. I ain't got nobody, baby. I'm single man. What, you trying to get with me? You trying to get with me, bro?
No, you would not do me like that on air. No, I'm just asking because I'm pretty sure it's the right ladies
I mean, I'm wide open now. I'm wide open, you know what I'm saying? I'm wide open.
We'll have to get on the call back on Wednesday.
I've been lonely for 4 years. I mean, I do get my love for jump up. It's been 4 years, you know what I'm saying? I've been single for 4 years.
I've been single for 6 years, so.
Let me try. Let me look at the calendar. Let me press this button. Let's see. I've been single for four years. So, yeah, I'm not there with you 4 years.
And I know, so, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Say,
I'm on the
question.
Road a lot, man, pushing this energy drink. Matter of fact, I'm going to Charlotte next month for the CIAA tournament. I'm be out there promoting the drink. I'm going to meet that girl, Sexy Sin. She's from Greenville, North Carolina. And she's going to do some modeling with me. Look out for that. I'll be in Charlotte for the CIA. I may coin from out there, Sadie. You never know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I know another question I want to ask you, too.
Yes.
As far as if you had to pick your favorite player personally, what's your favorite player personally of the dream?
What's my favorite?
Okay, don't be saying on all of them. Don't be pulling on all of them, Sean. Pick one. What's your favorite flavor?
I like the cherry one.
Everybody got that baby they love.
I like the cola. I also like the strawberry. And my favorite is the tropical one. You know what I mean? It's got like 15 different flavors. You know what I mean?
That tropical sound nice.
The tropical
now, like,
one.
What, as far as like mixing with alcoholic drinks, what's the best? What's like the best mix to like mix it with? Like, what have you mixed it with?
I mix with Ciroc. I try to mix with Ciroc. I mix it with Bacardi.
Uh-huh.
I also mixed it up with what's that? EJ Brandy. You know what I mean? You mix it with some Remy champagne. So I do all different things, man. I'm wide open, you know what I mean? I'm an opportunity. So you can mix it with anything, man. That's how Red Bull started. They mix their drinks up. So you can do it with Essex, you know what I mean? That's why I say healthy lifestyle, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Well, since I know you're in there doing your thing at the event, man, I appreciate you.
That's right. Oh, yeah, anytime. Sweetie, check me out, man. Sean Felder does spot. If you want a model, work it out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, boy.
And one more time, Sean, let them know how they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter, Sean Felder, Facebook, Sean Felder. You can catch me on www.FOPLifestyleBlogspot.com. You see all the sexy models and myself. Catch me on YouTube, Sean Felder. If you want to call in for the Essex Energy Drink, call 1-800-253-6500. Order your cases, ask the distributor, Sean Felder, or call me personally, 1-646-673-1997. Also, catch me in a new video with Sexy Sin. It's going to be a hot SSS drink video. It's going to be crazy. Look out for that. Catch me on a show called Princess Latina Friday. Elegant Hooders Radio. I'm talking about my life with the SX Energy Drink. And catch me on a show called Transformers. Also talking about the SX movement. It's going to be crazy, say. Also, thank you, man. Have me on Human Campus Magazine. I'm going to look for that new issue. Thank you for Dust Spot Magazine supporting the SX movement.
No problem, man. We appreciate you for supporting our movers, man. Keep doing, man. And congratulations, man, for the nomination.
Yeah, explosive grind. Keep on going for me, y'all. Elegant Hooders. Thank you, say. Be easy, y'all. Thank you, sweetheart. I want to see your model now. Look sexy to me, all right?
All right, boo.
All right, baby. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, all right. All right, that was boy Shawn Felder. We got about 28 minutes left of the show. Oh, man, it's going to be crazy. What are we going to do? 28 minutes, y'all think? More hot mess, because y'all know I found some stories within this time, right? Y'all know I just found some stuff.
Hey, well, let me ask you this. Look at me. I already found something to talk about. So you hear about Sierra. She's pregnant from Future, and they got this is her. She'll be the fourth baby mama. What you think about that?
Wait. See, I didn't know about that. No, wait.
I didn't know about that last week
because he has a child by each baby mama. So yeah, we talked about that last week. I'll take that back. I'm sorry. So yes, I do. Yes, this will make number four.
The fourth baby mama.
Yep.
I think, in my opinion, I feel like she kind of downgraded from Bow Wow. Not saying Bow Wow was the best person, but four baby mamas, and she get along with them all. Damn. Like, I mean, it's cool to get along with them, but four baby mamas. But me personally, that's one of my rules. Like, you can't have no more than two baby mamas. Really? You got four kids, them a lot of damn kids. And the only reason why I think that way is because I got to look at those kids like they mine. You know what I mean? I got to take care of these kids. Them a lot of damn minds to feed. My little one, you know, he's my little one, understandable. You got two, okay, three if they by two different baby mamas. Or, you know, all by the same baby mama. But once you got these three or four baby mamas by, that's too many women in your pocket.
Yeah, it's not in the face you just got too many kids. You got too many women in one pot. And sometimes you feel like in that, sometimes you don't. You know, sometimes it's going to be like, you know, one of them going to be in the right place at the right time, and she's going to get her a little something. Not saying that's sort of that's what he's doing, but.
No. The point of it is
four,
that there's too many people in your damn pocket.
That's too many paychecks. That's too many paychecks.
About child support. Oh, Lord. Garnishing your wages. What's going on? Now let me quit. I mean, you can have as many as you can afford. Me personally, I just wouldn't deal with a guy that has so many kids because that shows your maturity level. You didn't have enough, you know, sense to say, let me strap up. I already got two baby mamas over this way. Then y'all not married. Anyway, I'm not judging Sierra. I just think she's a young bride. You know, she's young. She's bright. She deserves way better. But, you know, maybe I'm on the outside looking in. Maybe she's happy and she's living it up and all that crazy shit. But
I'm trying to be a little optimistic, but I gotta wait to see this unfold. Somebody made this point earlier. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Pretty much every boyfriend that Sierra's had publicly has been in a music video with her.
Sierra comes from a settled home. She comes from her mom and dad been together for so long. So she wants the thing of, you know, the family environment, but Future, maybe, I don't know, let me not mess them. Maybe he's older, he's wiser, he's handling his business without, you know, for his baby mama.
And maybe them long legs, she got. Put it on him. He's like, oh, no, I want no more baby mama. This is it. Maybe with them long legs. That would become.
Yeah, it don't matter. Well, what the other three got to do?
I see the chase real quick.
He's not stepping up and stuff. There's too much going on for me.
Now, I think he's supposed to be there engaged, though. I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I know they're engaged, but she should have. Well, that's. Anyway, Steady. New topic, because I don't want to be on the phone judging that girl, but she should have, I don't know, I just don't, she's Bow Wow, you know?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You're right, I don't know what to say about that shit.
I just ignore it. You know, people say, you know, people come at me with good. I know I don't give a rat's mind, and I say what needs to be said. And I personally liked her and Bow Wow. I guess it was a puppy. You know, Bow Wow was on mind that time wasn't all as mature. You know, hey, if you you watch one of the parks or something, it seems like he has a new aura about himself. Because, you know, I remember, and people know this, I actually got a chance, me and Bow Wow were roasting each other one time in Tiny's head. You know, he was trying to sling his money. I said, who the hell brings their money in the goddamn camera? So, you know, we was roasting. He's like, man, you just made you a broke nigga. You ain't making this. You know, so we was going at it back and forth. But, hell, you know, in the day, I still want to see a black man win. I ain't like I just like hate that man. He ain't done nothing to my person. They even hate him. He just drove me nuts that day. But hell, that's it. But like to say he's became more mature about, you know, just everything. Like his aura about him is more mature. And hey, this BET move was great for him. Although shout out to last week, man, that little bullshit that happened when somebody decided to put out a fake ass story talking about he got fired for wanting to support.
Because he was using the company car for personal expenses.
Yes, which was a bogus story. I mean, come on, people. And this is why, and I'm about to put it out there. Yes, y'all know I publicly say it a lot. And if you can say, go run and tell that film, you're hating. I'm not hating. I'm calling like it is. I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of websites like, you know, I'm not going to give y'all names out because I'm not giving y'all free promotion, but you know who you are, a couple of big sites. Y'all sit there and y'all do these stories about people, and that shit, y'all don't run around and make sure everything adds up. Y'all don't check y'all receipts to make sure everything on the receipt is valid. Check it all the way. Don't just be running around making up stuff just to try to get a bunch of views real quick. Make sure what you say is pretty damn close to valid.
Exactly.
Because you got to retract yourself so many times, that's horrible. Not to our trusty snitch. Hey, don't get the fuck out of here. What is my guy? What is it what I needed? Come on. Thank you. Trust. I mean, seriously. Get it together, people. You know, make sure it adds the hell up. Now. Now, apparently on, because this is one of the big things I heard about yesterday, and people were driving me nuts about it. Today at work, they was just like going in. It was like, oh, man, too. Ooh, can I tell you what happened? It was an hectic fool. On Real Housewives of Atlanta yesterday, that fight that broke out. Yeah, it was getting real. It was getting real. So yes, apparently there was a fight in and breaking out for Paulo, involved Apollo, Kenya and Nene. Nene over the Instagram game. Of course, you know how they do it, man. It's always getting real, man. And it's also involved Christopher Williams. You know, those y'all know who Christopher Williams is. You know, I don't wake me, I'm dreaming. You know, some people to show my age a little bit, but
yeah, sounded like you're 60. No, I'm playing.
Really? Okay.
You don't
know. Getting already.
I'm dreaming. That was like that was before.
Y'all see how she be doing me, right? Y'all see how she be doing me. So yes, it was getting real on the ESA. So go back and check it out. Wow, it's crazy. And speaking of which, the team was coming up this week. Getting done this Wednesday. You know, every Wednesday we do the All Music Hour, first hour. Second hour, We'll be having a special guest, Kichi Jazz. Who is Kichi Jazz, you guys want to know? I know y'all like, where is she? This name sounds so familiar to me. Well, it might be familiar because this actually is the goddaughter of Mama Joyce. Who knows who Mama Joyce is? So Ann. Mama Joyce is Kenny's mom. And so, yes, that's the correlation. She will be on the show on this coming up Wednesday. And she will, she also does work with all the IMG guys. Tiny's voice hilarious. I like Tiny, but I like making fun of her voice, too. So it's a gift. It's bittersweet. So she'll be on the show, talk about that as well as an upcoming concert she has coming up with Modest Behavior on the weekend of Valentine's Day. So definitely y'all check it out. Check it out this week. And she was talking about her new single, Heels Bag. So, yeah, it's going to get real, man. It's going to get real out here. And, yeah, so y'all be on the lookout. She'll be on the show. And then next Monday, we're going to have Mama Joyce herself is going to be in there. So we're going to be grilling Mama Joyce good and bad. You know, we're going to be talking to her about her recent weight loss. Also, going to talk about her relationship between her and her daughter, Candy. And also the Terror Thomas Agency as far as what led it to that. So y'all definitely want to tune in today and see what craziness comes out of my mouth. And T, because, yeah, that's what me and T do. Man. Y'all didn't even know it, huh? Y'all be like, man, y'all be sneaking people on the show. Yes, we do. I tell y'all that, but y'all never know who's coming through the show. You just need to be tuned in because you don't know. You ain't know it. Now, on this Tuesday, let me go ahead and give a shout-out for us two shows. On Tuesday's show, with the Glamour, we're going to talk about, do you agree with Obama that gays can get married? And also the State of the Union address will be coming. I'm going to make sure I'm still tuned today. Well, I'll be at work with us on Twist. So I have to go back and look at it. But I won't see it live. The State of President Obama will be giving his State of the Union address tomorrow. So I'm going to try to look at that in my own leisure. Even though I'll miss it live. So, yeah, make sure y'all tune into this so y'all can see what is going to go on during. Of course, you know, healthcare, the Affordable Health Care Act is going to be definitely one of the forefronts of it. And I don't know about y'all, I went on that website, it's a little hard. You know, I know some people are like, well, why don't you be a part of the Republican agenda? No, I'm not being, shoot, F that. I'm going to try to tell y'all that. I'm a Democrat, don't mean that I'm stupid. I don't think that everything we do is perfect. And same way with the Republicans. Some things they do is right. Sometimes they don't do good stuff. In this case, I don't like the website. I have tried to use that damn website, and it's like fucking going to try to get a passport, and you got a bunch of stuff you got to get cleared up for you to get the passport. That's how I feel getting healthcare on there. So yes. I try. I wouldn't have well. I'm a technological maniac, and I'm very aware of these things. If I'm confused, that says something. So I'm going to y'all let it marinate. Yeah, there you go. It marinated, and think about that for a second. Like, damn, it's hard for him. Shit. Yes, it's real. Yeah, T. I'm so thanks for it. That must be driving. You gotta go to just for good with specific giggles and try to go around. Hopefully, you see and got it better because you know here's the part they're driving this. Kicking the hell plan, that's the hard part. It's the verifying your identity part that's so freaking confusing. They're like saying, "World of forever." That doesn't make any sense. How can that make any part? None of the stuff was even remotely close to me. Like, I'm like, phone number, are they use phone numbers or whatever? Did you ever have any of these phone numbers? unless somebody I know that got my name and all that other stuff together, that went and stole my identity, and I asked somebody to check, this just don't add up. So, yeah, get that site together, because I'm seriously, I ain't going to have Sweet Brown say it for me. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I know, right?
No, I just can't see. It's gives me a headache. It gives me a headache. Now, Super Bowl is coming up. It's coming up Sunday.
I already got my pots going on. I'm gambling. I don't know what's going on, but I'm gambling. I want people to let me know. As soon as I get my numbers, I will be letting people know what my numbers are so they can let me know because I might not even watch it. Now, let me stop.
Who are you picking to win? Or were you playing the numbers? So
I mean, to be honest, if don't nobody talk about me and my hair is black, it's not blonde, but I don't even know who playing, to be honest. I'm just putting my money in because I'm hoping to reap, get some money back.
Okay, it puts you in some perspective so you know what you're, you're praying on your numbers is good. You got the Seahawks, representing the NFC. And the AFC being represented with our Denver Broncos. So there we go. That's who the two teams are. I'm going to go with, I think that the Denver Broncos, everybody's going for Denver Broncos going to win. But I might think the Seahawks just for upset, and I might get better of odds. So I might pick the Seahawks just to mix some stuff up. And I'm going to be getting place numbers too this week. So I'm hoping. You know, because he's like, but the board is full, but people ain't paying their money. Like, shoot, they ain't paying their money. I'm paying mine. I'm getting on the board. So, yes.
I know I was getting on one, too.
I was like, I need my money all the time. Shoot, I took some people money. I took some people money during the season. So, yes, I took some people money during the season. And I wasn't even on the board. Somebody tried to bet me on one game, and, they were so wrong. So, yeah, we're going to see. So, yes, I'm excited. Bruno Mars performed the halftime show. I don't know about y'all, but Bruno Mars, I like his stuff. And I keep getting driven nuts because it wasn't necessarily that I was purposely looking for it, this one song. It was the song stuck in my head. I was like, I got to see who's singing this. I got to see what the name of that song is and who's singing it. And then I found out it was him. I said, wow, man. Every time I turn my head, this man got another song that I like that I didn't even know was by him. That, heck, it is ironically by him. So, big ups to that, man. He got some stuff. I think it's going to be crazy. And because everybody does a live dance, everybody does live dance stuff all the time anyway, it's pretty much guaranteed to have a good show. So I can't wait. It should be a great Super Bowl. Should be dry. It's not going to be dry.
I hope it do be great, and I hope I win me some money because that's all I care about when it comes to Super Bowl. I'm just trying to win that money. That's it. To be honest, I'm not the female.
Well, you ain't gonna be getting your fat girl on?
Huh?
You ain't gonna be getting your fat girl on?
Yeah, I'm gonna be eating and stuff, but I'm not gonna be watching the games. All I need them to do, I'm gonna figure out what my numbers are, and all I need people to do is when they scream, I'm gonna say, What's the numbers?
You might want to watch the game, or people will cheat you, man. You might want to watch the game, make sure you get your money on time.
I'll take it periodically, but as far as me sitting there hooping and hollering and all that crazy stuff, no, nobody got time for that.
I'm watching. I'm trying to think where I'm going to go watch it. I might either watch it here, or I might go to this big radio. One of the radio shows here putting on. They're doing a big game bash. They're doing a movie theater, doing a bunch of screens. So, yeah, I might go check that out. So it depends on what floats my boat and where I'm going to go watch the game. Because I want to watch it and talk trash and all that. So, yeah. So gonna get real. Getting real out here, man.
Real in the field, fool.
Real in the field, fool. Nah, now let's see, because what was I had? Oh my God, I can't believe I hate this. Like, I had something and I'm like, speaking of getting my grub on yesterday. Yeah, guess what season it is? And no, they ain't paid me for my assness, but it is so damn good. It is Girl Scout cookie season. Turn up. Girl Scout cookie season.
Oh, I already put in my order. Oh, my Lord. It was like heaven when they told me that Girl Scout cookies was coming. I said, hold on. Girl Scout cookies coming? Nobody told me.
You put your order in? See,
yeah.
This is what I do. I'm going to show you a difference. See, I'm going to show you how I do it.
Okay.
We're on the same page. I'm about to say, because I'd be at the store, and it'd be the little girls be outside the stores. I'm like, I don't know why y'all doing all the extra great time. Fair. I mean, y'all know if I come to that table, bought by two boxes, and these do-si, shout out to the do-si-dos. The do-si-dos is my favorite. That's some peanut butter salad, just in case y'all don't realize what that is. Oh, my God. These mugs is great, man. This is full of greatness.
I ordered me some, but I know I'm going to see the people on the outside the store, so I just ordered me a couple of boxes. But when I see the people outside the store, the little Girl Scouts, I'm going to be getting me some cookies, too. Don't play with me. But I love the lemonade cookies. So if anybody wants to get to me, If anybody want to get to me, do not inbox me on Facebook, because that's the only way you can inbox me. Just go ahead and let me know. Email me, and I can go ahead. You can send me some cookies or something, and that will make my day. Yes. I love the lemonade cookies with the filling on the outside.
That's
good to know.
Make my call today. I got to get some lemonade cookies. That's what's up.
The lemonade cookies are off the sugar.
I'm over here eating. I got to eat one of these just to show off.
You probably got the whole lemonade cookies.
You got Dosey-Dos. Now, hear that? That's a Dosey-Do cookies. Dosey-Do. These are peanut butter sandwiches.
I don't even grew out of the Caramel Delights. I used to be addicted to Caramel Delights. Anytime I ordered in the past, I used to have to order me 4 boxes of Caramel Delights. But now I'd be on them lemonades. Don't judge me. So y'all would know I eat like this. I was looking at my pictures, so don't do me like that. But I need to eat better.
Oh. I want you to see how much I enjoy that cookie.
You can't, that is so ghetto. You would not be sitting here on air taking time to eat cookies and shit.
I had to give y'all a taste test, man. That taste test was great.
Nobody want to eat your ass over there eating and stuff.
They had to know how to
call me in if y'all want to hear Sadie J eat cookies and shit.
They had to give y'all a taste test. Different councils, depending on the different council, they got different cookies. Well, sometimes one council ain't got one. You got to get them up. They smart about that, man. That's how they do it. They split it up. And sometimes, just so you know, because it'd be the same cookie, but it'd be a different name. Like the Do-Si-Do is not called Do-Si-Do on the other council. It's called something else. I forget what it's called though, but they do it depending on. You saw what now?
Do-Si-Do, what is that? A cookie?
Do-Si-Do, this one is the peanut butter sandwiches.
that the hard cookie?
It's a peanut butter and mint. Yes, a hard cookie. It's like, it's on crunchy.
Okay, I like the hard
cookies.
I ordered them too, the hard ones, but not the ones that got the chocolate on the outside and the peanut butter on the inside. I hate those.
Oh, no. This is the crunchy oatmeal sandwich cookie with creamy peanut butter filling.
Oh, yes. Oh, but if you offer that just eating them regular, you messing up because I need mine with the milk. I sit it in the milk and let it get real soft and chew it. Oh, yes. Don't, can you, enough for the
girl.
Tell y'all
food?
I'm going to hold on here.
She's over there having some food for her. You just put the milk. Oh, yes.
Yes, I was having a moment. Don't do me.
It's all right. You'll get your chicken soon. But meanwhile, I got mine.
Sure.
Oh, man. You got to get yours before I got to get mine. Oh, man. All right, so we got three minutes up for the show. I'll let you guys know how y'all can stalk me and T. Marie. Oh, T, let them know how to stalk you first.
Oh, on Twitter, T. Marie _ MLD, Facebook, T. Marie the Model, and Instagram, T. Marie _the_Model.
All right, y'all know how y'all want to stalk me, how y'all can stalk me. The E's on you. That's Sunny J Dusk, CEDDYLASJDUSK. Use it on Twitter. Use it on Instagram. Use it down there everywhere, pretty much. Facebook, fan page, like it. It's on facebook.com/ THEDUSKSTOTSD. Dusk, like, you go there and like it. Bam, it gets you with everything that goes over. Dust Spot Radio Network, even Cameras Magazine, all that enclosed in one right there. If y'all miss any parts of the show, check them out at blogtalkradio.com/CJ. Also, ads on iTunes, type in Dust Spot Radio Network, and it'll allow you to listen to all the shows on free. And also, shout out to our sponsors, Audible.com. You can go to, they'll get a free 30-day trial, and a free audio book by simply going to audibletrial.com/CEDDJ, CEDDYLASJ, and that's on the description of the show as well. You also go to the Taurus Ignati, and that's at facebook.com/NNTeam. Check it out. It's great to roll out y'all, reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a
T,
or there's a U, there is a way.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, you're about to roll out.
Hey.
I'm about to go ahead and enjoy some more of these cookies. Tea waiting on lemonades. And y'all thanks for y'all.
Didn't even help you, you need to take a picture and upload it if you got some lemonade cookies over there. So I don't believe you. Don't nobody be on them lemonade cookies like that. So
oh, so I got none? I ain't got no lemonade cookies. You sure?
Lemonade cookies.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm positive.
I don't know, I'm talking about eating something. You're going to be sitting there dreaming about them.
For you, too. I'm not going to be dreaming. I'm going to go give me some milk and cookies. There ain't no Girl Scout cookies, but now I do.
It's all right. It's all right. All right, y'all. We're going on out. Peace.